There's a scripture that says, "Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled." I'm so glad we serve one, that we have the opportunity to know one that has something to fill us up. When we go looking, as Brother Rod said, for that water, for that need in our lives, that Jesus is there to meet each and every one of those needs for us. And thank the Lord. Thank the Lord for that. Written on the board this evening, "Open thine, mine eyes. Open thou, mine eyes." Feel like the Lord dealt with me on a personal level with this. And I feel that there are times, and maybe much of the time, when He gives me a thought or gives me a burden, it stems from something that He dealt with me on a personal level. I can't say that that's the most comfortable place to be in, because then I express that or I share that publicly, and the thoughts that could go through people's minds. Oh, the Lord's dealing with him on that. But I ask for your prayers. This was a challenge to me. I hope it's an encouragement and a challenge to each one of us this evening. So please pray for us. "So open thou mine eyes." I'd like to look at this from two different perspectives, if we could. David said in Psalms 119 and 18, "Open thou mine eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law." If you look at some of the commentaries, they say that David was saying, "Open the eyes of my heart, that I might have a better understanding, that I might see what things are out there, that I might see what kind of help you want to give, that I might see the things that you want to bestow upon me. In the places that I go through life, in the tough places that I go through life, Lord, you have wonderful things in store for me in spite of those difficult places. You have help for me. For those places that I go through in life, Lord, open thou mine eyes that I might behold what that help is, exactly what that means. What do you have to give me? Help me to understand who you are, what you are, that I might benefit from those wonderful things that you want to give me. I feel like so often we reference or we speak to the difficult places that we find ourselves in life. I have found that the older I get and the more life that I do and the more life that I live, it seems like the less understanding that I have. Sometimes the more questions that I have of how to do things. What do I do in this situation? What do I do at this place in my life? And I know as we go through life and we get older and we constantly have to deal with different circumstances and tough places. And, you know, and maybe in my younger days, speaking for myself, but maybe in my younger days, I would always think that if I try hard enough and I think about it hard enough that I can push my way through this. But I guess maybe the more mature I get, I realize that I am lacking. I am lacking. Me, myself, personally, in my humanity, I am lacking in understanding. I don't know the answers. There are times in life that makes me that makes me want to back up from a situation and throw my hands in the air and just step back and scratch my head and wonder, Lord, what do I do here? What do I do in this place of my life? Lord, I have so many things going on. Where do I need to focus my attention? Lord, I have family here. I have loved ones here, and I have work here, and just being here in life and in this world with all of these things just swirling around me and trying to keep my head on straight and somehow figure it all up, and yet trying to figure it all out, and yet trying to keep focus on Him and just trying to navigate through things. It's just, life can seem really big so much of the time. I was thinking of children. Children, life can seem big to children. I remember being a child and things seeming very big. I remember not wanting to go to sleep at night, knowing I had something big the next day, or in my mind thinking I had something so big that I didn't want to have to go to sleep at night, so because I didn't want to have to wake up and face that thing the next day. I remember as growing up and as a teenager and all of the difficult things that the teenagers have to face and the tough decisions that they have to face and the life-changing decisions and the important decisions of their life, you know, those can seem really big. And then as you grow up and a young adult into middle-aged, and that's where I'm at, and then life gets really big sometimes. And I can't speak for, I'll be respectful for the elders in here, for the white and gray heads, but I'm sure life seems big to you sometimes. You face things. We lose loved ones. We wonder about our care later in life. Will my children be around to care for me? All of these things. Life can seem big. Life can seem overwhelming. Lord, open thou mine eyes that I might see the solution to the problem. That I might see what answers you want to give me. That I might see how you want to help me. What kind of help that you want to give me to navigate through what I'm having to do here on earth. I want to read a little passage of Scripture in 2 Kings, a little story the Lord reminded me of. 2 Kings chapter 6. We won't read the whole story. We'll just maybe try to recap the beginning of it. This is where you had the king of Syria. He had his great army. And he wanted to come against Israel, the king of Israel. And he was making plans. He gathered all of his council there, and maybe some of his wise men, and he was discussing with them his plans to attack Israel and to capture those there in Israel. And the Lord revealed these plans to Elisha. And Elisha warned the king of Israel. He said, in my own words, he said, look, he said, this is what the king of Syria is planning to do. It would be in your best interest to not go over there. Don't go over there because he's got a plan. He's ready to pounce on you. He's ready to attack you. He's ready to do some damage to you. The king of Israel took Elisha's advice and made other plans. And things turned out okay. Well, the king of Syria got to wondering what happened. What happened? I had this perfect plan in place. I talked to all my people. We had this plan. I was going to make an attack. It was going to be successful. What happened? He asked his council. He asked the men around him. He said, who of you is for the king of Israel? Who's in here trying to... is there a spy in here? I mean, who is for the king? Who is against me? And somebody raised their hand and said, there's this guy named Elisha, a prophet. The Lord visited him and told him your plan. Elisha spoiled your plan. Well, the king wasn't happy. And he sent spies out to look for Elisha and to capture Elisha. I'd like to pick up in verse 13. The king sent out spies and said, go find Elisha. Well, let's read verse 13. And the king said, and he said, go and spy where he is. Go find him, that I might send and fetch him. And it was told him, saying, behold, he is in Dothan. Therefore sent he thither horses and chariots and a great host, and they came by night and compassed the city about. He found Elisha, and he found Elisha's servant. He sent horses and chariots and a great host. So Elisha's servant wakes up the next morning. Verse 15, and when the servant of the man of God was risen early and gone forth, behold, a host compassed the city, both with horses and chariots. Think about this for a minute. You're with the man of God. You're with a prophet. Now, this is looking from the servant's perspective. You trust Elisha. He's a man of God. He's a prophet. No doubt there is talk about him. And I mean, he is known for what he does. I would personally find comfort in being with Elisha. I think I would have loved the opportunity to be Elisha's servant. But in this particular case, they wake up. He walks out one morning and he sees the Syrian army encompassed around them. That would scare me to know that there's horses, there's chariots, there's this great army, the army that was the same army that was going to go attack Israel. Now they're here for me. They're here for me and my master Elisha. What a scary, no doubt panicky feeling. Verse 15 says, and his servant said unto him, his servant looks around and sees the city surrounded with this great army, and he looks at Elisha and he says, alas, my master, how shall we do? What are we going to do now? What chance do we have against this great army? How many times in life do we face something or come up against something that we feel that we are surrounded and that there is no way out? And we ask ourselves the question, what am I going to do? How am I going to get out of this? This is too big for me to handle. And no doubt this was too big. In reality, what chance did two men have against the army of Syria? In reality, they did not stand a chance. There is no way you could put two men up a great army against a great army of horses and chariots and the whole host there. But they had someone on their side. And listen to what Elisha said. And I can just see Elisha maybe just kind of standing over there, kind of calm and collected. And he says, "Fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them." And Elisha prayed and said, "Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes that he may see." I am so thankful that in those difficult places in life, in those tough times in life, and when we feel overwhelmed, and when we feel panicked, and when we feel like we're just, when we're surrounded and we don't have the answers, and life is just too much to handle, and we want to throw our hands in the air because we don't know what to say, and we certainly don't know what to do. That really, you know, all we have to do is open our eyes. "Lord, open thou mine eyes." Elisha said, "Lord, open his eyes that he may see." The Lord answered that prayer. And he opened that servant's eyes. And what did that servant see? And he saw, and behold, the mountains were full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha. He looked around and he was able to see the power of God and what God was doing for them on their behalf. Dear ones, the way that I'm looking at this right now is God wants to work on our behalf this evening. God wants to work on our behalf in our lives, no matter what place we find ourselves in life in. Whether it's tough places that we find our lives in this physical body, and the tough things that we have to deal with from day to day, and all of those types of things, or whether it's things in my mind, things that I'm dealing with, things that maybe I've been through, and it's things that I know the Lord wants to deliver me from, and these things plague me and just have a hold of me, and I can't get away from these things. Or no matter where we are at in life, no matter how desperate we feel, the Lord can open our eyes, and the Lord can show us that He has the power to help, that He has exactly what we need. Talking about this river, I have something for you. If you will just open your eyes and look up to me and look to me for your help. Sometimes I think that speaking from a personal experience, sometimes it's so hard to see through the circumstance. Sometimes it's so hard to see through the chariots and the army and the things around you. But dear Lord, open thou mine eyes, that I may behold the wondrous things that you have. What was there, a verse in Romans said, "What shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us?" Dear ones, there is nothing in this life that is too much for the power of God. There is nothing that we will ever face in this life, or that we will ever have to go through, that we will ever have to endure. No mountain too big, no river too wide, that God cannot cause us or help us to open our eyes and to be able to see what He wants to do for us. Not to say that problems and situations and circumstances aren't real. We know those things are real. And the Lord gave us feelings and those types of things, and we feel those things. And And we have to live through those things and deal with those things. But Lord, help us not to lose our focus of where our help comes from. Because you see, and again, in my humanity, it's so easy to think that I've got to get this figured out. That I've got to make this decision. I have to decide what to do. My family's at stake. My job's at stake. I've got to get this figured out by this time. And in reality, I don't have to do any of those things. Lord, help me to put my human way of thinking aside, my human perspective aside, the way I think things should be, and look to the one that my eyes may be opened, that I might see you, because Lord, I need wisdom and I need understanding. The older I get, the more I feel like I'm lacking in understanding, but Lord, you can get me out. You can help me through. You can give me the other understanding that I need. The other perspective that I want to look at this from is the answer there? Is the help there? And maybe we just don't see it because our eyes have not been opened. I'd like to look at John 14, because we know the Lord is faithful. We know the Lord has promised to be with us and go with us and give us the answers. And I have found that so many times the answer was there that maybe I just missed the answer. That maybe I missed what the Lord was trying to show me. Lord, open thou mine eyes that I might see what you are trying to show me. John 14. And again, we won't read this whole thing. The Lord is speaking here to his disciples. He's letting them know that he's fixing to leave this earth. And he said that he was going to prepare a place for them. In verse 3, he says, "And if I go, I prepare a place for you. I will come again, and I will receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know." And Thomas said unto him, "Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way?" And Jesus saith unto him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." And Jesus says, "If ye had known me, ye should have known the Father. Ye should have known my Father also, and from henceforth ye know him and have seen him." And listen, here's where I want to focus in on. Listen to what Philip said. And Philip said, so Philip's hearing this conversation between Jesus and Thomas. And Jesus said, you should have known the Father. If you knew me, you should have known the Father. And Philip says, "Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth thee. Show us the Father, because that's what I want to see. I need to see the Father. I need to see the Father." And Jesus says, "Have I been so long time with you?" And I wonder if Jesus is saying this with kind of some wrinkles on his brow. "Have I not been so long time with you that thou hast not known me? Philip, he that has seen me hath seen the Father." He's reiterating, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. "How sayest thou then, show us the Father?" Philip, I've been with you 2 to 3 years on this earth. You have walked with me. You have talked with me. You have had conversations with me. You have had a relationship with me. You have seen the Father. Have you not got a hold of what I've been trying to tell you for the last 2 or 3 years? Have you not grasped it? Philip, I've been with you. I've been here. You've been here. Did Philip miss it? I'm not sure if he missed it or not, but it sure seems like Philip missed something. He wanted to see the Father. And the Father was there the whole time, standing right there. He had talked to the Father. He had had conversations with the Father. But did Philip miss it? Oh, dear ones, how easy it is to miss the answers, because the answers that maybe have been in front of me, and because my eyes have been closed, I've missed those things that have been right in front of me the whole time. I wonder if Philip ever took the time to think about, who am I walking with? Who am I talking with? It doesn't seem that he got it. If he didn't get it, what had he been thinking for these last couple of years that he had been with Jesus? Did he know who he was walking with? Did he know what the teachings were about? Did he understand? Lord, open thou mine eyes that I might see. You know, Philip had a relationship with Jesus. That's obvious. He was with him. Is it possible to walk with the Lord? Or to, let's say it this way, is it possible to be a Christian and to have the title and not know what it's really about? Is it possible, Brother Rod, I don't want to re-preach your message from this morning, but is it possible to walk through these doors for years and years and years and still miss it? Uncle Bobby, you've been coming here for years. Brother Nelson, how many times have you opened that back door? Sister Connie, how many songs have you sang all your life? But do you have an understanding of what it really is? I'm sure so many of us could take that evening light songbook and sing those songs without even opening to the song, because we've sang them for so long and we know the words. But you know what? Sometimes I've come here and I've sang and I've sat through hours. I'm only 40. I've only been doing this 40 years. I'm 39, almost 40. And I've left here and couldn't even tell you what was preached and couldn't even tell you the songs that were sung. I can walk through that door hundreds of times. And I can come in this building hundreds of times. And I can do all these things over and over and over and get in this big cycle. Over and over and over, and never have an understanding and never have my eyes opened to what it really means. Dear ones, I want to do this not out of habit. Not just because I'm supposed to. I don't want to keep walking through those doors back there just because somebody expects me to be here. But I want to do it because I know that the Lord wants a relationship with me. And I want a relationship with Him, and the only way that I'm going to get it is to come talk with Him and visit Him and worship with my church family and listen to the Word and listen to His instruction and listen to these songs as I sing them and tune in with my ears and tune in with the eyes of my heart as the Word goes forth. Brother Rod asked us this morning, why are you here? Why do we keep coming to this place? Why do we keep doing the things that we do? Lord, help us. That is to get a better understanding. Lord, help us that we're doing it to have our eyes opened, that I might behold the wondrous things of the Lord. That I come here looking to see what He has in store for me. Lord, what do You have for me today? Philip wanted to see the Father. It seems like Philip wanted to see the Father with his physical eyes. And Jesus said, Philip, you've been with the Father. You've been here the whole time. Philip, you should have opened your eyes. You should have paid attention. I've been trying to talk to you, Philip. I've been trying to teach you, Philip. I've been showing you the Father and what the Father is about this whole time. Philip, if you're asking to see the Father, then Philip, you've missed something. Lord, help us that as we endeavor to live for Him, and we come to those places in life that we don't know how to navigate. We don't know how to get through. When mountains look too big. When life just looks too big to keep going. Maybe I'm tempted to give up. Maybe I'm tempted to say, what's the use? There's help. There's help that the Lord wants to give. Lord, open Thou mine eyes that I might see the help. Lord, I feel empty. I feel like I'm at a loss. I'm at a loss for words. I'm at a loss for thoughts. Lord, I need something from You. Lord, open Thou mine eyes that I might see what that is. And then, as we endeavor to live for the Lord, to draw closer to Him, that we not miss the things that the Lord has for us. Because, you know, I've heard it said that the heart and the soul is always yearning for something. It's always looking for something. And you know what? When you look and yearn for something hard enough, you're going to find something. If you look hard enough, there are many things out there that will offer solutions to problems. There are many things out there that will offer solutions. quick fixes to problems. Lord, help us that our eyes may be opened and that we are looking in the right direction for the solutions and the solutions to the problems or to the things in life. Lord, help us not to miss what you have for us. Lord, help us not to do this, because Lord, help me to do this because I love you and I want to draw closer to you. You want a relationship with me. Lord, help me to have a desire to have a relationship with you. Lord, there's so much help, so much that you can give me. Lord, help me to be able to see those things. Y'all pray for me that my eyes will be opened, that I will do these things for the right reason. Amen.